beautiful night, Tom. It is a great night for the second week of the season. A lot of times, the past few days, it was unbelievably hot and humid. And very nice night tonight to play. Temperature back around 70. A little bit of cloud cover, but a great night to play. A nice dry evening on a real nice-looking grass field out here at Western's beautiful facility.
Both teams, big wins, obviously, last week. And Dave Mifsa has really done a nice job here.
Yeah, every time we see them, we remark that Western's pretty well coached. Last year, they had a 6-4 record. They did go to the playoffs, got beat by Hazlitt in the playoffs. Dave has taken them to their only two playoff appearances in school history in 2015 and in 2017. Unfortunately, they lost both of those pre-district games, but they have made it to the playoffs twice in the last 3 years. Nice win the other night. They were able to beat Lansing Eastern, which is not really much competition, but nonetheless, the idea is to win that game and get out of there healthy, and I believe that they've done that. They won 56-14 up. They played Eastern up at Lansing Everett. So, this is the 25th meeting between Lumen Christi and Western, and the Titans are... they have a commanding 23-1 lead in the series. You may remember the one loss was way back in 1976. Western beat the Titans 14-7.
I should remember it.
Yeah, other than that, I think quarterback Paul Manzer was out with an illness. And I can't remember the whole situation there, but I want to say Marcel Moore was a great player for Western, had a great night that night, and they beat the Titans 14-7. Other than that, it's been all Lumen Christi. Even last year, Western scored first in the game last year in the middle of the season at the James Carley Memorial Field, and after Western scored, the Titans threw five straight touchdowns against them, including one with about 20 seconds to go in the first half, which happens so often with a Lumen Christi team that it's... you almost count on it at some point, and that just demoralizes opponents. So the Titans won last year's battle 33-14, and to be honest with you, if they play well, they'll win tonight.
Probably.
But Western will play well. We know that. I don't think Western's going to have any problem with overconfidence because they knew Lansing Eastern wasn't very good, and they beat them easily. But the Titans, on the other hand, beat Much ballyhooed West Catholic. And there is you have a little bit of concern about a possible overconfidence factor of thinking maybe they're a little bit better than they really are. We'll see what happens here in a few minutes. That's the coach's job, is to get those guys in the right frame of mind.
Yeah, I have a hunch they'll probably be ready. Pregame for Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. Let's hear from them, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with the kick, 970-1015 FM.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for their regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford F-150 Crew Cab, AZ Plan Lease $174 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year with $1,000 down, plus first payment tax on a license and fees. Requires RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires September 4th, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Josh Hankel, here at Western, just at the National Anthem. Fine job by a very large contingent of Western high school musicians. And I did not, it looks like Lumen will receive the kickoff. Joe Barrett, his debut last week. Probably some room for improvement. Johnny Teach out. Nick Thomas in the backfield. Two tight ends. Carter Reynolds, Dayton Keller, wideout Connor Hubble. The tackles are Big Keegan Smith and Big Hunter Denton. The guards are Tommy Putman, Patrick Lucas, and the center is Ian Moran for Lumen's offense. Brock Fitzpatrick and Kyer Johnson beat to receive this kick for the Titans. Sawyer Watterson. We'll have it teed up. Western will go from your right to your left here on your 970-101.5 dial. As we attempt to tee it up tonight, Thursday football here on WKHM. Tomorrow night, Jackson High, Adrian from Withington Stadium. That, too, at 7 o'clock. Short, high kick. 25, 30, 33-yard line, the run back. That was Brock Fitzpatrick on the run, tackle. One of the Western kids hit him early. Dale Langley actually caught that little short kick, brought it back about 7 yards to the... That was Langley, 33-yard line. And
good field position for the Titans at the 33.
Check the Western defense for you. Up front, Oxley, Yoakum, Wolienko, Plate. Backers are Brown, Radowski.
You fumbled the first play.
Barrett
was
fumbled.
Give to the fullback, and Titans do.
Thomas, I believe, got it back.
I think the give was to him at fullback.
Gillespie, one of the linebackers, Ferris, French, and Lewis out in the secondary. Yeah,
Yeah, not a good way to start. Now you're in the hole, second and nine.
The Lumen had some problems last week with the snap. Pitch to Thomas, turns the corner, 35-40, 45-50. All the way down to the western 40-yard line, first down, Lumen Christian.
Well, a toss sweep at nine, which is just a student body left. And Nick Thomas got good blocking from his men on that far sideline. I believe Jack Kelly was the flanker on that side that threw a stalk block. Tight end on that side, tackle. All those kids all blocked there at the far side of the field. Great game down almost to the 40-yard line of Western for Nick Thomas.
Southern Cal sweep there, and Thomas got some excellent blocking. Teach out up the middle, and he drags the tackler down to about the 36-yard line. That'll be almost 5 yards for the little fullback, Johnny Teachhouse, the junior.
Spread formation for the Titans, and a little fullback caught right up the gut. Good job right there, 5 yards for Johnny Teachout until Western finally drags him down. Sets up second down and about six.
Western, a very similar defense to what we saw last week. Thomas in the backfield. Big play there.
Michael McCannis made the tackle, number 50. Actually, it was 60, Brock Myers. Thank you, Tony. And the first flag of the game was thrown. It's against Western.
Wow. Western cannot afford anything like that. They make a great defensive play. They get a personal foul. Lumen gets a first down. Just about in the red zone, 22-yard line. Just underway here, 2 minutes in, and Lumen already threatening. As Barrett pitches to Thomas. Great block out there on the wing, and he is driving close and looked like he got in. Or did he get out of bounds? They're going to mark him out about the 6 or 7 yard line. What a run by Nick Thomas. Great block by Johnny Teachout.
Yeah, and Jack Kelly is the wide out, and I think Carter Reynolds also is on that wide side to the left. And those kids are blocking Western pretty handily as Titans are marching. You know, take away the penalty, they're still moving the ball pretty nicely downfield.
Pitch to Thomas, same play, touchdown Lumen. Easy touchdown for Lumen Christie. Well, they run right through Western. About a half dozen running plays. Nick Thomas carries at the final. We'll give him a 7 yard touchdown, and Lumen up early here. 6-0.
Okay, same situation now. The PAT is kind of been an issue. Last week, Salazar made, I think, all the ones he's attempted.
High snap. Good job by Barrett. Salazar's kick is up and good. 7-0 Lumen, and we're back in 30 seconds with a Titan kick on WKHL.
Buy smart with Nissan.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eiselhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eiselhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eiselhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eiselhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eiselhart Nissan of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Oh, and easy for the football. Pretty lucky to get that back. Nick Thomas gobbled it up on a bad exchange. And then they went right through the Western defense. And Salazar has it teed up, middle of the field at the 40-yard line. Titans up here early. Low driving kick. Those were very effective last week. This is scooped up 10-12. Oh, big hit. Dalton Langley, I believe, was being quipped, and he drilled the return man, Javon Lewis. Goodness.
That was a beautiful tackle there by Langley.
Let's see what this flag is.
A couple of nice plays for him on special teams so far.
Yeah, Langley was being clipped from behind and still got down there. Terrific hit on Javon Lewis. The Western was starting a hole here. They played hapless Lansing Eastern last week. Threw the ball very well for about 250, five touchdowns, but Eastern hasn't won a game in about 4 years. Tyler Pape, the quarterback, a junior, had a good one last week, but stepping up this week. They try to pitch it, turn the corner. Great play by Kelly. Lat Kelly out of the secondary. Super play.
Western tried a little trickery. They motioned to the right, came back to the left with Landon Raskowski, and Jack Kelly right there wasn't fooled. Made a wonderful tackle. So a loss of two sets up second and 12 deep in Western's territory.
Pape the quarterback, Raskowski the running back. And they'll run two wideouts, two slots. And in motion, Lewis. Second 12. Long count. And Pape rolling to his right looking. Has time and throws, and then it's caught for first down out over the 25, above the 27-yard line. Landon French made the catch.
Well, French got inside of Kyer Johnson, and that was a very nice throw by Tyler Pape. Got him the ball, and first down for Western.
27-yard line. Very nice throw by Pape, who got out of the pocket and had plenty of time.
Good-looking kid. Western doesn't give us height and weight either on their programs, but Western has a good physical-looking football team.
Quarterback keeps it up the middle. Secondary over the 40, 42-yard line goes Pape. Makes the handoff, kept it right up the middle. Into the soft underbelly of the Lumen defense.
Yeah, the safety had to make the tackle. That was Wyatt Plate. Walker Plate.
Linebackers got caught up in the wash there, and there was nobody in the middle. They went with the fake, and Pape, nice run.
Very good run. I just mentioned how physically imposing he looked.
Out of the short gun on first down. Titans up 7-0, Western moving the ball, and Pape gets about a yard or so out to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, kind of gumming up the works in the middle is Johnny Teachout, number 33, along with 73, Keegan Smith.
By number 33, Johnny Teachout, second down and eight.
Good play there for the Titans to set up now, just a gain of a yard or so, so it'll be second and long for Western, very near midfield. Titans lead 7-0 with 7:15 to go in the first quarter.
Beautiful night here in the suburbs of Parma. Pape fakes. Raskowski loose. 50, 45, 40, 35. All the way down to the Lumen 25-yard line for Landon Raskowski on a quick draw play.
Yeah, a little cross bust for Western. They ran a halfback one way and ran Raskowski the other, and he was able to break through the Titans defense as Kyer Johnson kind of jumped on his back and made the tackle, not until Raskowski got all the way down to the 26 of Bloomin' Christie.
Quite a drive here by Western. And from about the 26, first down. Pape has Lewis in motion. Same play. Raskowski again into the secondary. He's inside the 20-yard line.
That time, Western went with the flow. Motion went to the right, and they ran Logan, Landon Raskowski off the right side. And that offensive line for Western is picking up just enough blocks to get a little bit of crease in there and allow these kids to move the ball.
Tyler Oxley, Garrett Point, Brock Myers, Michael McKinnich, Brady Yoakum up front doing a nice job on this series. And they have a second and about three. Pape fakes, flips it out here, caught, drop. Raskowski had it at the 20 with some room to turn it up.
And off the edge, Joe Williams set Jack Kelly, and he was in the face of Tyler Pape as he threw the ball.
First rule, but that
was dropped. That ball was delivered. Raz probably should have caught that.
Yeah, first rule, you got to watch the ball all the way in. He turned his head to look upfield and run and forgot the ball. Third down and three. And Raskowski in the backfield with Pape, and we have motion.
A little movement up front. I think it was McCamish, the left guard, that bobbed his head in the rear end before the ball was snapped.
Bad time for that, for the Panthers.
Yeah, that's kind of a momentum killer.
That'll bring up third down and about eight. Subway Sub Shops, Jackson YMCA. Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Schools, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Elrose Steel, American Title Company, Denny's Restaurants. Part of the group with us tonight on WKHL. Pape's going to fire, and that is knocked away incomplete. Good coverage out there.
Mayor Johnson, 14.
I think a little better pass, they would have had a first down. It threw it just a little behind the receiver.
And it could have been cornerback Tyron Kane, also the other Jackson High transfer.
Fourth down and eight. And the Panthers will go here. And they're in trouble. Sack. Back at the 30-yard line. Pape could not get rid of it.
Johnny Teachout, Carter Reynolds, and a couple other kids there. And
Thomas.
You know, that's what the Titans do probably as well as anybody. Think of all the games that we've seen them win over the years, that clutch passing situations like that are the West Catholic game up there last year where they cranked it up right at the end and were able to make that play.
Well, Western's got to kick themselves. They had probably had a first down drop pass. Then a 5-yard penalty and forced a couple passing plays. And they had a bad pass and a sack. And Lumen's got it back at the 29-yard line. Barrett fires it out here, caught by Johnson. And he's tagged immediately. Short gain of about 4 yards.
That was kind of a floater. And to me, coaching-wise, that play is not worth the risk. Because that thing floated to Johnson, and one of those defensive backs, in this case it was Nate Burke for Western, if they cheat on that, that's easily grabbable and taken for a score. That ball's got to be thrown on a dart. You can't float that one.
High in the backfield, pitch to Thomas. 35, 37-yard line. You'll be about 2 yards short of a first down.
Tackled by Raskowski. But not until Nick Thomas got a gain of about eight.
Smith, Putman, Moran, Lucas, Denton up front.
Good offensive line.
With Keller and Reynolds.
A little bit young, but that Lucas kid was my favorite one to watch last week. The
right one.
He's a tough kid, a wrestler on Jerome Broman's wrestling team, and he pulls the traps as well as anybody. Tough kid.
Third down and two, Thomas. Has a first down, secondary, 50, out of bounds in Western territory, 48-yard line. They're just not going to have an answer for Thomas here tonight.
Well, it's obvious that Lumen Christi is hammering their left side, so there's obviously a weakness that they've spotted in the Western defense. And why change that? seriously, why change it? Just run down the field with it until Western shows they can stop it.
Ian Moran out of the over the football. Big offensive center. He's got to be about 275. And Barrett's pass knocked away by Tyler Oxley. Nice play by the defensive tackle.
It sure was. Usually defensive linemen don't get their opportunity to get their hand on the ball, but that was going to be a long out after Thomas went in motion. And again,
he's going to throw to the tight end who just stepped back.
Yeah, those pass.
That's got to be the easiest pass to complete in the playbook.
But they're also dangerous because of that reason right there. I'd much rather have you run the ball, just throw it on a toss, rather than throw the ball in the air like that where you've got a chance to get it intercepted.
Here's Thomas. 40, cut back, 35, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Lumen. 48 yards for Nick Thomas.
Seriously, if you can do that, why mess around throwing the ball around? Nick Thomas, 48 yards, right off right guard and tackle.
At least a half dozen players had a chance to tackle him.
Yeah, he broke a couple of tackles at the line of scrimmage, and then other kids weren't able to really get a hand on him. And Thomas just exploded away from the pack and got in the end zone. So with 3:12 to go in the first quarter, it's Lumen Christi 13, Western nothing.
Salazar for the extra point. Snap is good. Kick is very high, a floater, good. 14-0 Lumen Christi with 3:12 to go in the first quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So Lumen Christie's Nick Thomas for 48. And he has two touchdowns here in the first quarter. And the Titans, despite not playing very well on defense in their first series, up 14. The kick is grabbed back inside the 5-yard line. Pretty good run back out over the 20 by Lewis. And Brock Fitzpatrick, the stop for Lumen on the kick team. And Western will start from the just outside the 20-yard line. Quite successful on their first series, but really a penalty was a killer. Forced a third and long, and really knocked that drive down. 3:06 to go here in the first quarter. Pape hands it off to Lewis, and he struggles over the 20, 23-yard line for a couple. Lewis is senior, slot, back, running back, receiver. Last week, Mason Gillespie had the big game on offense besides Tyler Pape for Western. Second and nine here for the Panthers. And they fire it out here, caught by Raskowski. He's at the 30 and drilled out of bounds by Willis at the 35.
Yeah, Bobby Willis on the tackle, but not after Landon Raskowski caught the ball up the left, a little left wheel type route, and got upfield very nicely. When Raz catches the ball, he runs very, very hard. He's a big, strong kid.
And Willis hurt. 35-yard line or first down?
Also, Dayton Keller checked out that play, Greg. Keller's a big kid. Still a warm night here early season.
Quarterback breaks the tackle. Stepped right through a tackle. Nick Thomas got out to the 40.
Yeah, Nick Thomas slowed him down enough. He'll probably get credit along with Jack Kelly.
Blumen shoveling some players in and out on defense. Hunter Denton comes in for Keegan Smith. And here's Lewis. And Jack Kelly, what a play from the corner spot. He got rid of his blocker and made a wonderful play and another tackle for a loss by Lumen Christie's defense. That time an unassisted tackle for junior Jack Kelly. Kelly keeps making plays. He made several last week. And that was a loss back to the 36-yard line. And a third down for Western, and they need nine to keep the football. They need to get to the 45. Fate back to throw. Rush on, he throws. That's way behind his intended receiver.
A little bit of pressure there by Lumen Christie against Dayton Keller, and one of the Patrick Lucas was also there, putting a little bit of pressure on the quarterback as he threw. I don't think his feet were in proper position, and certainly there was no receiver where the ball landed.
Eric Pape, the intended target, and that was well behind him. At Western, he'll have to kick here with a minute to go in the first quarter, already down 14. And a whistle. Fourth down and nine. And we had a whistle and flag. Illegal substitution against Lumen. Take it out to the 40, fourth and five. Still punting, better snap this time. Kick went off the side of the foot, and that went nowhere, less than 20 yards into the Lumen bench, and the Titans' great field position up at the 46-yard line.
Now just under a minute to go in the first quarter with Lumen Christie leading Western 14-0. One score in early in the Interstate 8. Northwest has taken a 7-0 lead over Battle Creek Penfield, about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Action brought to you by Eiselhart Nissan, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Jackson Speedway, Advanced Fluid Technology, Seymour Ford, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Able Heating and Cooling. Barrett back to throw. Down the middle, wide open Keller, 30, 20, 15, 17-yard line. Great throw that time by Joe Barrett.
Tackle by Nick Ferris, number six. Boy, that's where Lumen Christie can hit you. They didn't do it last week on the quick change when they got the ball back, but here, after that lousy punt by Western, they were able to strike real quick, get the ball down from the middle of the field into the scoring territory.
Yeah, they swept Dayton Keller down the middle. He was wide open, and Barrett threw it right where you have to throw it. 17-yard line. Johnny Teachout, not much there. Maybe a yard. And the clock's going to run out here in the first quarter. Oh, after one, it's Lumen Christie, 14. Western, nothing. And Lumen threatening. We're back in 1 minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And Josh Hankel. Tomorrow night we'll be at Withington for Jackson High and Adrian. 7 o'clock kick here on 970, 101.5. Pitch to Thomas, going for his third touchdown. And looks like he's in there, and he is touchdown Lumen.
And Lumen Christie caught Western sleeping. That was an unbalanced formation, just two men to the left of center, everybody else to the right. They snapped the ball, got good blocking, and had an extra man over there. Nick Thomas, 8 yards on the score. His third touchdown of the evening. And with 11:53 to go in the second quarter, it is Lumen Christie 20 and Western nothing.
Extra point for Kevin Salazar. Joe Barrett, the holder. Snap. Good one. That was Jerva on the snap. Kick is good by Salazar. He has the hat trick, and it's 21-0. 30 break right back on WKHO.
Buy smart with Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisenhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisenhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisenhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisenhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Kevin Salazar has it teed up, set to kick off for the Titans. And we'll see Lumen next week at Coldwater in their road white and gold. Good kick. Lewis back there. 20 up the middle. Got close to the 30. Hit very hard. Ryan Painter was there with Riley Aker for Lumen on the kick team. Just underway here in the second, and 21-0, and I think we're going to see a lot of this probably the rest of the season. Pape out of the gun, and off roll, Reskowski is just clobbered in the backfield. Brandon Doan. Got him low, and then he got a lot of help. Good job by the Titan linebacker. Brendan Doan, the senior, played a little bit last year. He might have even started a game or two for Lumen last year. And made a nice play from that inside linebacking spot. Pape fakes, throws it long, and that is incomplete. Good job by Walker Plate. He was all over the intended receiver, who was Landon French.
Yeah, he ran right with him, and they had safety help also, which is extremely important down the sideline.
Third down and about 11 here for the Panthers.
Because even though Plate's playing safety, the other safety, Kyrie Johnson, rotated over.
Back out of the gun. Brock Myers, the center, he's going to throw it. Long on the sideline, and that's incomplete. Willis ran right with the receiver, who was Mason Gillespie.
Yeah, he ran stride for stride with him. That's just a bad waste of a down for Western. I guess you've exhausted all of your avenues trying to attack the Titans, and they elected to try to go through the air. You know, West Catholic had a little bit of success last week doing that. Maybe they thought they'd give it a try because they're not going to get anything up the middle. The thing is, they have run the ball halfway decently against them.
That first series.
Yeah, but they shot themselves in the foot.
Here's a low kick, and Lumen will just get away from it. It's down by Raskowski at the 42-yard line. And Lumen right back in business. They're already up 21-0. 10:54 to go in the first half here from Deering Road. Excellent crowd on the end tonight, Tom.
Yeah, nice night to play. No school, of course, tomorrow. A lot of the leagues are playing tonight. Majority of the state's playing tonight. There's a few leagues like the SEC that Jackson High's in that plays tomorrow night.
Here's Barrett back to throw. He rolls and runs. 45-50, 45-40. Got a great block out there, and he is still running. Inside the 25-yard line for Joe Barrett.
And it took three Panthers to drag him down. That's a pretty good dimension. We didn't see that last week with him at quarterback ending up scrambling his running a boot, running the ball.
Barrett all the way to the 25. They mark him back there. Excellent fake. He put the ball on his hip, and there was nobody out there. And I don't think he got touched till he got inside the 35-yard line. Now they pitch. And Plate's down, fumbles the ball, and Western recovers.
He hit the ground and the ball popped free. Nick Ferris from Western ended up with it. A good run by Plate, but, man, you got to protect the football.
So defense back out here for Lumen Christie. And Western, after that early drive, really has done nothing. A number of negative plays. Pape stands inside the 10. He throws it out here in the flat. It's caught. Great play by Lumen. Bobby Willis came up. Great tackle. Shoestring tackle, and he hung on, and that's a gain of about a yard. Pape to Pape. Tyler to Eric for a yard. Second nine. Western up front, Yoakum, McKinnich, Myers, Plate, Oxley. And again, really, they run kind of the spread offense. Pape keeps it, and he eats it right at the line of scrimmage. Doan made another fine play. Brendan Doan, the senior linebacker.
Does a good job also. We talked about him a few times a week ago.
Doan's at a linebacking spot with Nick Thomas. And and out there on D right now. Ross Jerva playing at a DN, Luminescent and backup people in. Third down and nine. Pape. Back to throw. Throws it long. And that's incomplete. Gillespie on the intended receiver was well overthrown. Kyer Johnson, Bobby Willis back on the coverage. Not much pressure that time by the Titans up front. Allowed Pape to step into his throw, set his feet, and let that thing fly. Just threw the bomb there. That doesn't even work in Harwood Street anymore. Fourth down and nine. Low bouncing kick, and Lumen just gets away from it. A real good Western bounce all the way down to the 42-yard line. So Lumen had just fumbled. Looked like they were going to maybe rumble in for another touchdown. They get it back, leading 21-0 with 8.5 till halftime. Nick Thomas back there at the tailback, Barrett. Reynolds in motion, straight handoff to Thomas. And he drives his way for a couple extra yards out to the 49-yard line.
That initial punch by the Titan offensive line, they do a very, very nice job. They got off the ball. They don't do a lot of scoop blocking and zone blocking. They're pretty much straight ahead, old-time football style. And they dig it out, and that's what they're doing. You keep getting 5-6 yards on first down. Tough to beat.
And Thomas is all about second effort. Second down, 6. Barrett fires it out here. Caught by Willis, 50. Hangs on, 45, and a first down.
Garrett plate on the tackle, 52. And 6, Nick Ferris for Western.
Lumen had 2 wideouts to this near side of the field. There was really one defender there for Western, so that was easy pickings for Bobby Willis. Got about 10 yards and a first down. At the Western 45-yard line. Up the middle, teach out. Keeps his feet beautifully and just short of a first down. Throw a holding flag on Lumen. Nice run, though, by teach out.
Yeah. Tough player.
Good runner.
Hey, Greg, real quick, out of town, we do have another one in. Hanover Horton leads Vandercook 4-0. 7-0 with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. That game is over on 105-3. And at last look, Northwest was leading Penfield 7-0 in the first quarter. Northwest, if they can hold on and win that game, it'll be Northwest's first win ever in the Interstate 8 Conference. And an update from Steve Boyle over at Hanover. It is now Hanover Horton 20 and Vandercook Lake nothing. 10:41 to go, second quarter. Wins are few and far between for Tim Goff and the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks.
Lumen takes a timeout here. Following the holding penalty, it'll be first and 20. Let's take a break. Back in a minute. 970-1015 FM.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Ah, spring is finally here. It's the perfect temperature. Let's open the windows and let in the fresh air. Okay, spring's over. Close the windows.
Spring around here only lasts a few hours. Don't get caught with your AC down. Call Able Heating and Cooling for a system checkup or a new energy efficient York system. 517-568-5522. Beat the heat with Able Heating and Cooling. 517-568-5522.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Western, first down and 20 for Lumen. Barrett back to throw it, rush on, and he's going to be knocked down. 42-yard line. It's a loss of 2 or 3 yards. Brock Myers got in there, really forced Barrett to kind of run the ball up the middle and right into the defense. Second and 23. Pitch to Johnson. He's bottled up in the backfield.
Well, Western was all over that. Johnson tried to run wide. He couldn't turn the corner, and he had nowhere to go.
Lumen looks at a third and 25.
That's a long way.
5.5 to go.
About time for one of those middle screens.
I don't know if you wasted here tonight.
Got to work on it. I was at practice the other day. It was so hot they didn't even have helmets and shoulder pads on.
Oh.
They were just running in
the... You blame them?
No, it was 90 on Tuesday. They practiced Monday night at 7 to try to escape the heat a little bit.
Barrett going to run it. 40, 45, 50. Into Western territory at the 48-yard line.
Landon Raskowski was one of the Western players that made the tackle. About three of them were in on it. Nice run there by Joe Barrett as he got up. He made about half of that deficit up. It'll be fourth and about 13.
Lumen will kick here from the 48. Dayton Keller. They had some problems last week with a couple snaps. I'm sure they worked on that this week. Perfect this time. And Keller high and short and out of bounds. That was not Keller's best effort. Line. That is about a 12-yard boomer for Dayton Keller. Tom?
A couple of Interstate 8 scores. End of the first quarter, Marshall leads Harper Creek 21-8. We still have Northwest and Penfield 7-0 Northwest.
Don't forget the class of 88, 87, 89.
And Grass Lake leads Manchester 14-0 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter.
First down, Western. 37-yard line. Pape going to run it. Oh, he's buried. Brendan Doan again for Lumen. Well, they've taken that play away. No more quarterback up the middle. Doan's made three straight stops on that. Nick Thomas was there for the helper. That would be a gain of nothing. Second and 10. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. Jimmy's Towing, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist with us. Try to turn it outside. Lewis up the middle, gets to the 40. Nick Thomas there. Brendan Doan again.
Yeah, Nick Thomas, Brendan Doan down at the bottom of the pile. Western's going to try to hurry this up a little bit.
Third and 7. Pape again. And he stopped, and that'll bring up a fourth and about 4.
Nick Thomas again on the stop along with Brendan Doan. So that all that did was hurry things up a little bit. Western's going to have to punt back to Lumen Christi just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. You can see what's going to come. Titans lead 21-0.
Lumen doesn't even send anybody back here. Good kick this time. And they catch the ball.
Landon Rasmussen caught that. It probably, you don't know if it was going to spike, but it probably would have kept bouncing towards the goal post.
I always think so.
Every now and then you get one that bites like a pitching wedge.
Well, they put it at 25, and Lumen has a first down and 75. 2.5 to go here in the first half. 970 and 101.5 FL. At the halftime for Denny's. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. Secondary. Thomas, 40, 45, 50. 40, 30. Never catch him. Touchdown, Lumen. 75 yards, Nick Thomas. And Lumen's up by 27.
Four touchdowns on the evening for Nick Thomas here in the first half on runs of 6, 48, 8, and 75 yards. And with 2:24 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christi 27, Western nothing.
Kevin Salazar out for the extra point. Barrett, the holder. Good snap. Kick up. Good. 28-0. Titans rolling. Take a break. Back in 30 on WKHL.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. If it carries water away, Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix it. From pipeline video inspection and locating, high-pressure water jetting, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, Minuteman Sewer and Drain has you covered. They're prompt, efficient, honest, and affordable. With their upfront, no-hassle estimates, there's no hidden charges or surprises. Drain problems, big or small, make one call. Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix them all. Online at MinutemanSewer.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Salazar, the kick. Here's the run back from the 10, 15, 20, 25 over the 30, 32-yard line. Landon Raskowski on the return for the Panthers. But the Panthers down 28. Jervis still in out there on defense for the Titans. Like Patrick Lucas is also playing some defense. And Pate back out of the gun. Western like to break that goose egg here. Pate is drilled again by Brendan Doan. Or that was Lucas, Patrick Lucas.
Clock does continue to run. We're under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Titans lead Western 28-0. Boy, the last thing they want to do is hurry this up and give Lumen Christi the ball with too much time.
Pape's going to throw. Fires. Intercepted, Willis. 40, 35. and he cut back and knocked down.
Yeah, he was drilled by Eric Pape. There is a flag on the play thrown right at the interception.
Willis stepped right in and picked it off.
Looked clean from up here.
Yeah, it really did. Called interference on Willis. Probably not the best call of the night.
Down to a minute and 26 left in the first half. Titans lead 28-0, and now Western with a first down. They haven't had many here in the first half, and they got the ball first and 10 at their own 47.
I don't think Coach Brogan will be irritated with that. Willis played it about as good as you could play it. He just bumped the receiver right off the ball and picked it off. Here's a pass. Is it caught in bounds? It is. Right on the sideline down to about the 26-yard line.
That was 25. Eric Pape on the catch. Willis was right there. Pape made the grab. Pretty nicely thrown ball by Tyler Pape.
So first down Western at the 27, a minute to go, minute six. Four wideouts. Pape going to be called. He's knocked down. Barry fumble. Lumen's got the ball.
Nick Thomas from his left, Jack Kelly from his right, and Pape was annihilated.
Pape just didn't see the blindside hit coming, and he got absolutely torched by Nick Thomas.
Wow.
And he spit that ball up in a hurry. And Lumen jumped on it. They had four players there as they threw a blitz from the corner with Nick Thomas. Wow. And Lumen gets it back at the 34-yard line. 1 minute to go. See if Lumen wants to do anything here or just run the clock out. They lead 28-0. And a whistle and a flag.
They weren't sharp. They didn't set up real good. They had two wide receivers to the left, two wide to the right, and they are flagged for procedure. Don't mind this. Minutes to go in the first half. You may as well work on it. You may need it at some point. You know doggone well if they score, it'll be, if it's 35-0, he'll have the first team out for a little bit, and they won't play too much. Not trying to rub it in, but you do have to take these opportunities to get some work in.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of subs over there either.
On either team.
They're both really?
Squads of 33.
Low 30s. Yeah. Barrett rolls. Draw play to Thomas. Good tackle. 30-yard line.
Yeah, that was an excellent football play by Wyatt Heavey. Good football play there by Heavey of Western.
If Thomas runs out of that, Tom.
Yeah, he read that very well. You don't see many unassisted tackles on Nick Thomas.
Second 14, Barrett throws it out here, incomplete. Over the head of Ryan Painter. It'll be a third 14. Lumen will run it here and just try to run the clock out. Third and 14. 33 seconds remain here in the first half, all Lumen Christie. Barrett slips it off to Teach out. He grinds out some yards to the 34.
And Teach out is voluntary.
Walton Insurance Group here tonight.
Hope he's just not arriving.
Uncle Rick Walton. Fourth down and 10, that was a pickup about five for Teach out. And Lumen's just letting the clock run out here, and we are at halftime. Lumen pretty impressive. Up 28-0. Take a long break. 4 minute break, and we're at halftime for Denny's. Breakfast all the time. These burgers are from Denny's.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract. So give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Welcome to Be the Referee with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
There's an experiment taking place on a number of high school football fields across the state again this year. Michigan is experimenting with a 40-second play clock in football. This is designed to provide more consistency from play to play, as the ball must be snapped 40 seconds after the end of the previous play and is not dependent on the referee's subjective signal. When play is continuing without a stoppage, the 40-second play clock will be used. If play has been stopped for a timeout or penalty, the play clock will be set at 25 seconds. After two seasons, the feedback received from coaches and officials has been very positive, and there's possibility the Michigan experiment may become a new national playing rule soon.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Buy smart with Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisenhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisenhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisenhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisenhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Tom Ratchford back on Deering Road, all looming 28-0 here at the half. Again, next Friday, Lumen goes to Coldwater to take on the Cardinals. And I believe we're heading down there for that till next Friday night. That'll be two straight years at Coldwater. Don't know exactly what why that is, why the league schedule, usually you would be
alternate.
Yeah. But the schedule has rotated some, and, you know, so that's what has happened there.
Tomorrow night, Jackson High, Adrian, and all the action at 7 o'clock. Vikings nipped Ypsilanti. Adrian got hammered last week, so good opportunity. The Vikings get off to a great start, Tom, at 2-0.
Yeah, you know, right now the JVs of Jackson High are down on Adrian, and it's like 30-0 at halftime against Adrian. And they didn't play a freshman game. The Jackson High freshman, I think, played Ottawa Lake Whiteford. Yeah, and one of the reasons that they changed leagues out of the CAAC was that Eastern and Sexton and sometimes Everett didn't have 9th and 10th grade teams, so they thought that they could have a full schedule because Dexter and Pinckney and Tecumseh and them are going to have it. But evidently, Adrian's on such hard times right now that they're unable to field a 9th grade team. But looking forward to it, I don't, you know.
Some would say they don't have varsity teams.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I think they were 3-6 last year, which is...
I'm talking about the Lansing City School.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Adrian.
Oh, no. Yeah. They've been up and down, and, yeah, they weren't real good last year.
I think the kids, I think the professional-type people in Adrian now have gravitated to Madison or Onsted. Onsted's very good. They've got a nice game tonight with Adrian Madison. Former Jackson High quarterback Damian Hiram's son, Chase Hiram, is the quarterback at Onsted. Damian now teaches down there. His wife's an Onsted girl. So they have that. They have some very, very good. Remember the night we went to Onsted? We had
sure.
Enormous kids. They still have those same big bodies. And, we've seen Adrian Madison in the past also, and a lot of the Adrian College coaches' kids, teachers' kids go to Madison Township schools, and they're pretty decent as well.
Always have been well-fed in Addison and Onsted. 28-0 here. Let's take a three break. We'll come back. Tom will recap all the scores, get you updated. Here we're at the half for Denny's Restaurant. Airport Road, breakfast all the time at Denny's.
Customer walked through our door. County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Escape SE, AZ Plan Lease, $174 a month for 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. Requires RCL renewal. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires September 4th, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmies from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmies at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service. More than a towing company.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest! Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Western, 28-0 Lumen here at halftime. Still a few minutes away from the start of the second half. Tom has a look at the out-of-town scoreboard for Denny's Restaurant. Denny's Restaurant at the half. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. Halftime in the Interstate 8, it's Coldwater 15, Hastings nothing. With the win, Coldwater, that'll be their first win of the year. They got beat last week. So we are at Coldwater next Friday night. Lou and Christy will be at Coldwater. We'll be there on 970 at 101.5 FM. Battle Creek Penfield has taken a 14-7 lead over Northwest at Northwest tonight. And I think it's at halftime. Marshall was beating Battle Creek Harper Creek 21-8. Now, Harper Creek lost last week to Benton Harbor. They're getting beat tonight by Marshall. Marshall had a good game last week, losing to Freeland in overtime. Harper Creek has pretty much had a stranglehold on the Interstate 8 since the existence of it. If you think about it, last year, Lumen Christy won the state championship but finished second in the Interstate 8. They couldn't even win a doggone league. So Harper Creek's been a thorn in Lumen Christy's side the last couple of years. They are on the verge of losing tonight 21-8 to Marshall. In the Rugged Cascades, in the game over in Hanover-Horton on 105-3 at last check, Hanover was leading Vandercook 20-0. Nothing in on Napoleon at Addison or Michigan Center at East Jackson. I believe that's a Leone-Lantern game. But in Grass Lake, it's the Warriors of Grass Lake 27 and Manchester 7 at the half. Concord leads Jonesville 24-8. Got to be nearing halftime over there. Outstate, Ithaca leads Hemlock 30-6. Livonia Churchill has a 21-14 lead over Belleville. Good night for Dick Briskey's alma mater as Rogers City is leading Tawas 16-0. These are all halftime scores. Downriver, Gibraltar Carlson leads Trenton 28-0. It is Flint Powers 19, Saginaw High nothing at the half. In the Catholic League, University of Detroit Jesuit was leading Detroit Country Day 10-0. That's a halftime score.
your favorite camping grounds up in Elmont. Elmont leads Imlay City 28-0. Brighton has a 28-0 lead over Novi. How about this? Pawama Westphalia coming off that enormous win last week against Ithaca. They are in a dogfight as Pawama Westphalia and Saranac are tied at 14 at the half. And I did just get an updated score from Northwest. It's now Battle Creek Penfield 21, Northwest 7. Two teams trickling back out to the field. Final three-minute break for Denny's. Denny's Restaurant. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. And we'll be back. Looming up 28-0 on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest. Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
When you think about better water, think Kinetico. Kinetico Whole House Water Systems generate the absolute most luxurious soft water and filter nearly everything from your home's drinking water that isn't water, reliably, efficiently, and without electricity. Simply stated, better water flows from better thinking. Kinetico.
Tom Coffey Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer. On Page Avenue across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign. Serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Get set for the second half kickoff. Tom, a couple other scores. Yeah, a couple updates. Outstate, Grand Rapids, West Catholic has a 14-0 lead at halftime against Lansing Catholic. Lakewood and Belding are tied at 14. Holt is leading Hudsonville 14-10. Down here, Columbia Central leads Leslie 21-7. And at halftime, Grass Lake leads Manchester 21-7. Salazar kicks off. Raskowski about the 8-yard line on the run back. And finds some room. And finally, drill down. Salazar was part of that tackle. For Lumen, Tyron Keene made the initial hit on the kick team. Also, Brock Fitzpatrick was there, and Western tried to get
something going here. They had one solid drive, their first drive of the game. Went down the field, penalty hurt them. But since then, I don't know, the first downs have been, they might have a couple. And here's a running play with some room out over the 35, 37-yard line.
One of the Titans, I think it was Brendan Doan, actually made the tackle laying. He was on the ground.
Javon Lewis.
Doan was on the ground, and he was able to reach up and grab a hold of Javon Lewis somehow and pull him to the turf.
Brendan Doan shooting for that Subway tonight. He has had a very solid effort. Second six. Hand off on the receiver around, the little slot man. Kind of the mini jet sweep, and that goes nowhere. Keegan Smith
and Carter Reynolds in on the stop.
And third and about six here.
You know, Western's getting to their blocks, but Luma Christie fills the other spots up so quickly and aggressively, which is the staple, basically, of Luma Christie football since we've been around for 50 years. They play defense well.
Pape fires it out here on the flat, incomplete. We'll bring up a fourth and six. Lewis, the intended receiver. I think Lewis looked a little late for the ball, but it a little over his head, maybe even a little behind him. And a quick kick here for Western. Three and out. Hey, the Browns leading the Lions 17-0 tonight. Snap is dropped. Great kick. Lumen will just get away from it. And they'll down it about the 42 or 3-yard line. And Lumen, good field position at the 43-yard line, up by 28. Of course, 35 gets you a running clock. Joe Barrett is still in at quarterback, like the number one group out there. And here's Nick Thomas. Good block up the middle. Thomas just rumbles for about 15 yards right up the middle.
Yeah, good blocking at the point of attack. And again, right guard Patrick Lucas pulls and leads that back up to the left, kind of a fold block or a trap. And they were able to clean that up. Big Ian Moran is the center. Tommy Putman, the left tackle. Keegan Smith, or left guard, left tackle, is Putman and Smith. Dayton Keller's the tight end. Sometimes Carter Reynolds is in there as well. Patrick Lucas, the right guard, and Hunter Denton at right tackle. And, you know, with Denton, Herb has now coached three generations of Denton because he coached Hunter Denton, his father, and his grandfather, who's younger than me, by the way.
First down at the Western 43. Barrett down the middle, wide open. Willis, 20-15, 10-5, touchdown Lumen. 44 yards, Bobby Willis was all alone. Just a little, ran about a 15-yard and then down and in. And Barrett laid it out there very nicely on the play-action fake, and there was nobody near Willis.
Yeah, deep middle has to be covered by a safety, and Western didn't have anybody there. So 44 yards, Barrett to Bobby Willis, and with 9:40 to go, Salazar will attempt the PAT.
He would
lead 34 to nothing.
He wouldn't miss this kick, would he?
Nope.
Oh, get up there. No good.
All right.
Unbelievable. He missed the kick. Thirty-four, nothing. Well, I talked him right into that one. And Lumen will kick to the Panthers.
we sound a little bit. Nothing good's going to happen here with Western. I mean, it's not going to.
Not tonight.
You can see that it's not going to happen tonight. The kids, however, want to play. You know, we might be a little deflated, but the guys on the field, the Titans, the subs are chopping at the bit to get on the field and be able to play in front of this big crowd.
Salazar, who missed that extra point, kicks it long. It's booted. And here's the run back to the 10. Good hit at the just inside the 15-yard line.
Well, Salazar,
excellent kick by Salazar.
Yeah, he might be tuckered out a little bit with all of his kickoffs and PATs. He's had an awful lot of duty there.
So give him the 15-yard line, a first and.
And Landon Raskowski, as he picked the ball up, kind of mishandled it a little bit, was able to get some positive yardage to get up to the 15.
Nine and a half to go. Third quarter. And Pape going to throw it over the middle, and that's incomplete. Tried to hit Eric Pape, and that wasn't close. At halftime, Pape was 4 of 9 for 60. Barrett was 3 of 5 for 53, but he just hit a 44-yard touchdown pass. Nick Thomas, 9 carries, 135 yards, and Barrett rushed for 42. Landon Raskowski had 3 carries for 37. A couple halftime stats from Jonathan Cummings. Tyler Pape. Straight drop, rush on, he throws it out here, almost intercepted by Thomas. He smelled that out beautifully, a little screen set up in the flat. Thomas almost picked it off for a touchdown. And third down and 10. As Western can really do absolutely nothing.
Have you ever been in a press box where more visitors stop in?
It's a loud door, I know that.
Rubbing me the wrong way.
Fumbled snap, sack in the backfield. Thomas back there, Pape dropped the snap. Thomas was all over him.
You know what, we may as well open that door just to get a little air ventilation through here because everybody's walking in anyway.
And Western will kick out of their own end zone. Low snap. Nobody back for Lumen. They'll just watch it roll out. Good kick to the Lumen 44.
We still got a
few new numbers out there for Lumen.
Yeah, quite a few subs in the backfield. Connor Hubble, number 3. One of the other running backs is in. Joe Barrett still is at quarterback, as is most of the offensive line.
So first down, 45-yard line. And that's Teachout, gets about 2.
Boy, he got hit immediately there, big 76. Brevin Bobianco.
Give him a yard. Second ninth. 8:25 to go in the third, and it's 34-0. Barrett gets the play from Herb Rogan, runs all the way across the field. J.I. Adrian tomorrow night on WKHM. WKHM.com, 101.5 FM. Barrett throws it. Caught. 50, 45, first down, 44-yard line.
That was Ryan Painter, number 15, over on the left little hook area. Nice little catch, nice throw by Barrett, catch by Ryan Painter, and he gets the Titans first down, down to the western 45-yard line. In the Cascades Conference, we do have a couple of halftime scores. Grant Lake was leading Manchester 21-7. Napoleon is pounding Addison 28-6 at the half, and Hanover was leading Vandercook 20-0.
Here's a dive down near the 40. Brock Fitzpatrick,
number two, Brock Fitzpatrick. And while we're at it, in the Lenaway, Armstead leads Adrian Madison 36-12 at the half, and Columbia Central was leading Leslie 21-7. Columbia Central, pretty well thought of, well regarded around the state after last week's big win.
Number seven. Second down. Fitzpatrick. Probably lost about a half yard that time on the pitch. I think they tried to get Western to jump offside. They almost did.
Almost.
That'll bring up a third and a long five. 6:15 left in the third quarter as we approach 8:30. Painter split wide to the left. Hubble out to the right. And Barrett throws to Hubble. Dropped it. He took a pretty good shot. Maybe a little late, no flag. That'll bring up a fourth down and five. Lumen led 28-0 at the half, and
on four rushing touchdowns by Nick Thomas, runs of 6, 48, 8, and 75 yards.
Keller back to kick. Good snap. And he drills one down here. And that rolls, trickles into the end zone. 40-yard kick, no return. Take a break. Back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hey there, it's me, your stomach, down here, you know, the one who can talk. Anyway, I was just at a yoga sesh with a few of the other stomachs, and mid tree pose, everyone started talking about Subway's new savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap. It's a mouthful to say, I know, but with creamy Caesar dressing and double the rotisserie-style chicken, it's not the only thing that's full, if you know what I mean. It's me, I'm the one that's full, because I'm a stomach. That's kind of what I do. Subway, make it what you want. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Third down, about two or three coming up for Western. We missed a running play there. 4:50 left in the third. Lights finally really taking effect here at the stadium.
Time sunset tonight. tomorrow will probably be 8:16.
Good call.
As we're facing the sun at Withington Stadium.
Quarterback hitting the backfield. Bring up a fourth and long.
One of the best attributes of this fine, fine Western Panther facility is that the press box is located on the west side of the stadium of the north-south field so that we are not facing the sun.
That helps. No such luck tomorrow night. Here's the kick on fourth and long. Lumen has nobody back. This one rolls sideways. Lumen will get it at the 46-yard line. 46. Tom, out of town.
Yeah, in the Cascades, we do have that fourth score in at the half. Michigan Center leads East Jackson 42-6. Concord was leading Jonesville 24-8. Nice start
wow.
of the season for Concord.
Yeah.
Last week, they come from behind and beat Hanover. And tonight against one of their arch rivals, again, Jonesville. Also, Springport was beating Union City 14-6.
Up the middle, Lumen running for 10, 11, 12 yards.
That was Dalton Langley, 35 on the carry. And if you come to a Titan game, watch right guard Patrick Lucas, number 59. Again, he pulled and wiped out a Western lineman at the line of scrimmage to allow Langley to run up off the right side and get a first down for Lumen Christie.
They blocked pretty good.
Yeah. They dig it out, no question about it.
3:20 left, 34-0.
3:20 left in the third quarter. You're anticipating this.
This play hitting the backfield, Brock Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, Wally Anko was right there, big number 75. Brevin Molienko for Western, and Putman wasn't able to block him.
Loss of a couple, second and 12.
He leaked through, and Brock Fitzpatrick had nowhere to go.
Joe Barrett's still in there, QB. Flip it off up the middle, get back to the 40. Bring up a third and nine. Dalton Langley on the carry.
Made by number six, Brock
Myers. Jackson nipped Ypsilanti last week. They'll try to make it two straight tomorrow night against Adrian at the stadium. Only game in town, should have a pretty good crowd tomorrow night.
I would think so.
1:50 to go in the third. Barrett hands it off. Nothing. Fourth down, Lumen will kick here. Lumen just ran the ball up the middle there. And Dayton Keller. Stand back near midfield for this kick. Lumen has three blockers ahead of him. And Keller booms one down, 5-yard line, run back out near the 20. Pape on the return.
Another updated halftime score for a third quarter score in the Interstate 8. Coldwater now leads Hastings 22-3. At last check, Penfield was leading Northwest 21-7, and Marshall was leading Battle Creek-Harper Creek 21-8.
Western will have it right at about the 20-yard line here. Some backup people in for Lumen. Throw it over the middle of Caught. Up to about the 30-yard line. That should be a first down.
Eric Pape on the catch. Walker played on the tackle.
Yankees 4-3 over the Tigers. That's in the fifth inning.
That was on a two-run home run by rookie shortstop Gleyber Torres.
Cleveland Browns 25, Detroit Lions nothing. Here's a little pass out in the flat. Pretty good defense there by Johnson, who ran him out of bounds.
Stopping the clock with 24.7 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christi leads 34-0 over Jackson County Western.
Yeah, that missed extra point added about a half hour onto this tilt.
You sound like somebody that hasn't slept since about 2 a.m.
Got that right. Running play out to the 35. Bring up a third down and about five here for Western.
I keep forgetting this is Thursday night, not Friday either.
Right. An early morning tomorrow. That ends the third, 34-0 Lumen. Back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
About six, Pape back to throw it. Being chased, he's hit. He'll be a couple yards short of a first down. About the 38-yard line. Bring up a fourth and two, and Western's going to go for it here on fourth down. And he's got the first down, but he fumbled. Lumen's got the ball.
Johnny Teachout made the tackle. He may have gotten his hand on the ball, and it looks like Ross Jerva came up with it.
They had a first down by a yard or so, but coughed it up. And Lumen has it right at the Western 40-yard line.
It will still be Joe Barrett, the quarterback.
Just underway here in the fourth.
It took an awful long time for them to get that play, and the clock has stopped. 11:29 to go in the game. Lumen Christi leads 34-0.
And there's a drive down to about the 35-yard line.
Pretty simple little fullback buck right off right guard.
Lumen's got the starters in. They want to get out of here. What they want to do. But they'll need to score again. Second down and five. Around 34-12 last week over the defending Division 5 five-time state champions. There's a fumble.
It looked like Brock Fitzpatrick never really had a good grip on the handoff, and as he got hit, the ball squirted free. So Western comes up with it at their own 33-yard line, 10:40 to go in the game. Western leads, or Bloomin' Christie leads Western 34-0.
Sloppy play for Lumen. They cough it up. And Western gets it back. Action brought to you by the Jackson YMCA, Elrose Steel, American Title Company, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab, Tom Coffee, Soft Water, part of our group here tonight on WKHL. Carter Reynolds slow in getting up. He'll trickle off the field. Replaced by Jerva. Ross Jerva, the junior. He's played quite a bit after the first quarter tonight. Back to pass, and that is incomplete. Silly flag.
Well, he was right in his face, and I don't know if he's going to call that face guarding. He did call the push on it, so that's against...
ran right with him.
It had to be some contact. That's against Tyron Kane, the Jackson High transfer that came to Lumen Christie, and it'll be a walk-off and a first down for Western. Hey, in Yankee Stadium just now, Victor Martinez with a two-run home run. And in the top of the fifth, the Tigers lead the New York Yankees 5-4. And with that two-run homer, Victor now has 531 RBIs as a Tiger, tying Billy Rogel for the most RBIs by a switch hitter in Tiger history.
The former mayor of Detroit. Dan Raskowski, his best run of the night up the middle, all the way down to the Lumen 30.
Brought down by Dayton Keller.
So Rogel was, I think he was a councilman.
I think so, too.
He thought he was mayor. Intercepted by Luma. 30, 40, face mask, Tyre Johnson, and
it went intended.
Flags all over the place.
When Javon Lewis made the tackle, he brought him down with a face mask.
Nice pick by Johnson. He ran it back to about inside the 50. Ran it back about 30 yards, and they grabbed his helmet, face mask, to drag him down. Dangerous tackle there. So there was a penalty against Lumen after the play, dead ball?
No, that is a warning on the sideline.
Oh, a sideline warning?
Okay. Unless they had a warning earlier and I missed it. Yeah, that's just a warning. You got to keep, that's the best rule they've ever put in football, is to keep those people back and allow the officials to work the sideline.
35-yard line.
Yeah, and a lot of these schools, these teams have a few extra people hanging around on the sideline.
Too many.
They're not necessary.
Nine and a half left. The clock painfully, painfully slow here. And Barrett throws it, caught. Jack Kelly, good spin move. This Kelly's a good little player, Tom.
He sure is. That's a nice stop route into the hook zone by Jack Kelly, the fine junior flanker. And Joe Barrett stepped into the pocket and threw the ball on a dart. Kelly caught it and got a Titan first down. Now just inside the Western 25.
He's one of those typical Lumen players that whatever you do with them, special teams, defense, offense, he is very productive. He makes some plays.
He's a good basketball player, and he's a good baseball player. You know, his dad was a Titan All-Stater. It runs in the family.
Up the middle, the offensive line just mows down inside the 20-yard line. Teachout got about 6 or 7. And we're down to 8:35 to go, 34-0. Lumen led 28-0, one touchdown here in the second half. They missed the point about an hour ago. Second, about 4. Same thing. Little belly dive to the fullback. Not much there.
Give that tackle to Toby Tyler, number 70 from Western.
Good job. They stiffened up there, and it'll bring up a third and about 2. Brock Fitzpatrick. Advanced Fluid Technologies, the Jackson Speedway. Seymour Ford. Elrose Steel, part of our group, with American Title, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning.
Titans really are taking as much time as they can to get out of the huddle.
Looks like he's got a first down. It was 3rd and 2. Teachout right up the middle.
Clock stops momentarily at 7:19 to go in the game. Lumen Christi leads Western 34-0. And as soon as they reset the chains, the official will whistle it, pump it, and wind the clock.
About the 14-yard line. Teachout and Fitzpatrick in the backfield. Barrett pitches to Fitzpatrick. Turns the corner right down the sideline. They throw a flag.
Looks like one of the Titan linemen over on the far right side is going to get called, and that'll bring that back. Clock is now stopped. 6:43 to go in the game. Titans lead 34-0, and very few penalties tonight.
Well, they walk off the penalty back to the 20-yard line.
Have we heard from Captain Steve and Mayor Jason Smith over at the Hanover Horton Vandy game?
38-6. And over. 6 to go. Oh, Lumen Christi back at the 20 following the holding penalty.
Quarterback is Brendan Wilson, another very fine junior athlete for Lumen Christi.
They just run it up the middle. Brendan Wilson was the JV quarterback last year. I think he split time with Jack Kelly. But Kelly settling into the role as a flanker and as a defensive player. Really has been on the field quite a bit. So as he's kind of settled into that role, Wilson is into the role of backup quarterback. They're both very fine football players. And Wilson is starting to get big. .520 to go. So Wilson at quarterback. Everybody in tight. Fitzpatrick has some room off the right side. Scoots down to the 15-14 yard line. Can they kick a field goal here?
Yes, they could, but I wouldn't anticipate it.
Well, not now. It's third. And yeah, and the idea here was to run wide to take a little bit more clock, use a little more clock, but keep in bounds. Third and about 11. They just run the little fullback up the middle for nothing. I'm just trying to run the clock out here. I think it was Brock Fitzpatrick again, just the fullback buck right at right guard. So clock runs. We're down to 4 minutes left in the game, and Lubin Christie with a 34-0 lead.
I try my field goal kicker.
Well, you know, you need to do it.
Bad idea.
Yeah, you need to do it. I mean, there's going to come a time somewhere where you're going to need to execute that field goal.
Possibly.
That's only $1. You might be able to talk it into two for a buck.
On fourth down, they just run the ball.
Joe Vaccolo on the carry, far right side, a little toss sweep at one. Did not get the first down, so with 3:29 to go in the game, Western takes over, trailing 34-0. Western next week, Greg, has a very enormous game. Next week, they travel to Northwest, and that's one of those...
Throw out the record.
Oh, it's very emotional. 2 weeks in a row. Think of the emotion that they had last week on opening night, because everybody has that. Then tonight, they were sky high to play Lumen Christie, and now they got to get sky high again to play their arch enemy, the Northwest Mounties, next Friday.
.329 to go.
Lumen Christie takes the timeout.
Well, let's take a break then. Back in a minute. 970-1015 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christie Catholic School.
At Lumen Christie, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christie. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. If it carries water away, Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix it. From pipeline video inspection and locating, high pressure water jetting, sump pumps and garbage disposals, Minuteman Sewer and Drain has you covered. They're prompt, efficient, honest, and affordable. With their upfront, no hassle estimates, there's no hidden charges or surprises. Drain problems, big or small, make one call. Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix them all. Online at MinutemanSewer.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Flag on the play. Off there, Corbin Moore.
Corbin Moore on the carry for Western, and it looked like 26 for Lumen Christie on the tackle would be Caleb Boyce. But a penalty flag thrown on the play, and it's going to be against Western. We're down to 3:21 to go in the game. Western has the ball, and Lumen Christie has the lead, 34-0.
Tomorrow night, Michigan State and Utah State, catch that on 101.9 FM, 6:30 for the pregame, 7:30 kick in Spartan Stadium, and Saturday night, or make that 6 o'clock for the pregame tomorrow. Michigan-Notre Dame, 6:30 pre, and the 7:30 kick Saturday night, and you'll catch that right here. Thanks to Brian Kelly for joining us today.
Now just under 3 minutes to go. By the way, the clock operator, Russ Southwell.
Is he running that clock?
Just celebrated his 80th birthday. Looks fit as a fiddle.
He can't be 80. He is the Dick Clark of Parma. Somebody shake him awake. Keep that clock going.
Russ stopped over. We have many well-wishers, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we're out here about once every other year.
Yeah. Vape is drilled in the backfield. A lot of flags here late. That stops the clock, of course.
Yeah, not crazy about those personal fouls. This one's against Lumen Christie. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the game. Lumen Christie leads 34-0.
Two minutes left. Pape hands it off. A lot of running room. All the way down to the Lumen 42-yard line.
Nice tackle by Connor Hubble. Johnson on the carry for Western.
Lumen with the backup troops in. Pape back to throw. Fires. Caught. And they miss a tackle. And he goes for a touchdown. So Western gets a touchdown on the backup troops here late. 1:38 to go. And let's see if they kick one or... Yeah, they're going to try to kick one here. And Western avoids the shutout. And the kick is up and good. And it's 34-7. A couple snaps left. Take a 1 minute break and we'll be back. Hopefully wrap her up. You're on 970, 101.5 FM.
Hey there, it's me, your stomach, down here. You know, the one who can talk. Anyway, I was just at a yoga sesh with a few of the other stomachs, and mid tree pose, everyone started talking about Subway's new savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap. It's a mouthful to say, I know, but with creamy Caesar dressing and double the rotisserie-style chicken, it's not the only thing that's full, if you know what I mean. It's me. I'm the one that's full. Because I'm a stomach. That's kind of what I do. Subway, make it what you want. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist wants to help you enjoy your life and your family all summer long, pain-free. If you have trouble walking, running, hiking, or biking, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist can help you enjoy your pure Michigan summer again. Stop by any of our 7 ORS clinics, call us at 877-202-2175, or visit us online at orsmi.com. That's orsmi.com. Let ORS help you have a pain-free, pure Michigan summer.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Wait. 9 o'clock, WKHM, Jackson. Titans should probably just take a couple knees here. The clock is going to run. Ball's at the 26. Wilson still in it. QB. I don't know why they're even handing the ball off. They got a yard, and the clock runs.
That was Riley Aker, number 44. Riley Aker on the carry. Titans get a chance to get, you know, let these guys run. They do need to run a couple of plays to solve. I know it would be okay just to take a knee. They probably will now. We're just inside of a minute to go as the clock is running.
Lumen and Coldwater again next Friday. They've had quite a rivalry the past few years. I don't know how it's going to be this year. I can predict. Might not be as close as some of the past few. Titans ramble out to the 32.
Aker again, number 44 on the carry. Yeah, Coldwater's winning fairly easily. At the end of the third, it was Coldwater 22, Hastings 3. So that'll be their first win of the season tonight for Coldwater. So the Titans will go to Coldwater with a 2-0 record. Coldwater Cardinals will be 1-1. But they're, you know, they're Class A. They're a legitimate, you know, that's a legitimate team. The Titans have a couple of Class A schools on their schedule again this year. One is Northwest, and the other is Coldwater.
And the clock runs out, finally. And this one's over. 34-7, two-minute break. We'll come back on the postgame show for the Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops on WKHM, WKHM.com.